Now, excuse me, it's from Matthew chapter 21. And this is the day after Jesus entered Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. This is on Monday. And Jesus entered the temple and drove out all who sold and bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer,' but you have made it a den of robbers." And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and the scribes saw the wonderful things that he had did, and the children crying in the temple, "Hosanna, son to the David, Hosanna to the son of David," they were indignant. And they said to him, "Do you hear what these are saying?" And Jesus said to them, "Yes. Have you never read, 'Out of the mouth of infants nursing babies, you have prepared praise?'" And leaving them, he went out into the city to Bethany and lodged there. So far, the reading for this evening. I want you to look around. I want you to look around at God's house. God's house here in Byron. It's different than other houses of God that are constructed with the wood and the cement and the nails and the masonry. Some are huge, humongous buildings to house many people. Some are like Mapleton. St. Matthew in Mapleton was a large church. Stained glass windows were up and down and in front, showing forth many scenes of our Christian faith, Jesus' walk on the world, on the earth. Many sanctuaries are different. They're different to show God's people how to come in and act. The temple was such a place. The temple was magnificent. It was huge. It was a gathering place for all people to come to pray. And Jesus went into that temple. We see Jesus somewhat not like we expected to see Jesus. We see Jesus in a rage. He's overturning the tables of the money changers. I want you to imagine this church. I want you to imagine the walls gone and pillars there. I want you to imagine on both sides that there are people out there selling and bartering, noisy animals, children yelling and screaming. And I want you to imagine yourself here in the sanctuary trying to pray, trying to praise God for all that he has given you. That's the sanctuary of God in the temple, in this place. And yet, there are people surrounding the temple, surrounding the church, selling everything that could be imagined for the dollar because they saw the crowds coming. They saw the huge crowds coming and thinking, "Hey, there's our time, there's our chance to get money." But Jesus sought an opportunity to show others what this place really was. That this place is a house of prayer. This place is a house of praise. This place is God's house. God's house that is constructed for all people to gather. All people to gather. And thinking about that, there was an illustration that I read once about the house of God. And everybody's gathered in this house. There's not a seat to be taken. All is filled. And a young man comes to the door. He's scraggly. He's got long hair, jeans, and he's got those flip-flops. And he walks in, and he doesn't see a seat in the house. So he walks up to the front, and he sits down. An elderly usher that was in the back, a very long member of the congregation, well respected, stood up. He's dressed in his three-piece suit. And he starts walking down the aisle, and people are looking They're holding their breath. They don't know what he's going to say to him. And he gets up to the front and he sits down with the young man who came. That's an illustration of what God's house is all about. We welcome each other. It doesn't make any difference how we're dressed. It doesn't make any difference if we're in suit and ties or in jeans or shorts. We come in to worship. We come in to give God thanks and praise because this is his house. And Jesus is the only one who has cleansed this house. He has come into our hearts and minds with his holy word, and he cleanses us. And so he gathers us as a cleansed people in this house to give him thanks and praise. So whatever our mindset is, whenever we gather here, we gather in praise, we gather in prayer, we gather in fellowship, we gather knowing that we are the redeemed children of God in Jesus Christ, and it is Jesus that comes to dwell in our hearts and minds. In Christ's holy name, amen.